Welcome to a new episode of your favorite radio program. Stay until the end, you will not feel disappointed.
Today, the columns deal with different subjects whose goals are to discover new things. We'll start Call Me with a big world tour and then we'll continue in this line with a little bit of music. After that, literature's fun, you'll be served and will end in beauty with a touch of humor.
We're not yet in vacations. We cannot travel. Soon. But we can dream. That is why today we're going to share the habit of traveling with Tamara. She was born in Saint-Barthélemy in the West Indies. She moved to France to study and now she visits the world. Today she will take the words about the most popular destinations. We leave the radio antenna to Gonzalo.
Hello everyone, today I'm going to talk about traveling. I decided to run a poll to see which destinations are the most popular, and the ones that came up the most were New York, Brazil, London and Paris. So I decided to pick someone from the poll to interview. Her name is Tamara and she will be our guest for today. So can you introduce yourself to the audience?
Hi, my name is Tamara. I'm coming from Saint-Barth in the French West Indies. My passion is traveling. I have been to many countries and today I'm here to answer some questions.
What places have you visited?
I have been to a lot of places in US, Canada, France and Puerto Rico.
When did you begin traveling?
I began traveling when I was a kid. My parents liked to travel a lot, so we were moving a lot.
And to finish off the questions, which one was your favorite destination?
My favorite destination is probably New York because there's a lot of activities to do, like visit monuments, try good restaurants and discover new cultures.
That's all for today. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's amazing. You make us dream about our Christmas holidays.
We leave the place to Lorelai, a journalist who does an interview. The guests, Lea, an exchange student from Slovakia, and Louise, the daughter of the host family. A such decision is probably hard to take. They are both here today to share their beautiful experience.
Hello everyone, we are going to talk about exchange students, because I know many people would be interested in it, but not a lot of you actually knows how it works. So to get some answers today, we have two special hosts, Lea and Louise. Lea is an exchange student and Louise is her host family. Hi Lea. Could you introduce yourself a bit and tell us where you come from?
Oh, so hello, my name is Lea. I come from Slovakia, which is a small country in the middle of East Europe.
What made you want to come in France at first?
Oh, funny thing, I actually never wanted to come to France because I didn't really like the French lessons in my school back in Slovakia. But after rethinking this possibility, I realized that what better way to learn the language and also about the culture than in France itself, so here am I.
Okay, great. And Louise, as a host family, could you explain why and how you decided to become one?
I decided to become a host family after I meet another exchange student in my handball team. I noticed that she seemed really happy and I decided that wanted to make someone happy like that too. I then met the members of the IFS Association and they come to visit my house and we then offered three profiles of people who wanted to come to France and so we have chosen the person who corresponds to us the most.
Okay, and what about you, Lea? How does it work to become an exchange student?
Oh, well, actually, in my personal experience, it is not that hard to become one. You just need to search for possible agencies and choose the one that is best for you. Then apply for the application and just fill it all in and wait for your host family.
Were you at some point disappointed when you first arrived? Maybe you had specific expectations?
I wouldn't say I was disappointed. I had some expectations. My biggest expectation was probably about my host family, which is something I think it's very important. But luckily, I got a great host family, so I don't have a problem with that. And there are many differences between France and Slovakia, such as in school system or in the culture overall. So, yeah.
Well, that will be it for today. Thank you for your time.
Now we're going to get an insight to the English music between 1960 and 2020. Hello, Elea, Maëlys and Hillel. We listen to you.
The 60s were a time of big change for the U.S. There was the War of Vietnam, the Cold War, Civil Rights Movement, Sexual Revolution, Equal Rights, Black Power, Feminism, and Environmentalism. The music was a form of nonviolent protest, and that was how the musicians could let out how they're feeling. MLK said jazz spreads for life, and the musicians took that to heart.
In the 70s, people listened to music like disco, funk, reggae, R&B, and fusion jazz and smooth jazz. These styles were the most famous back then. There is a relative diversity with the 60s because more styles of music appeared, so people had more choices and they could enjoy music whatever they taste. In the 70s, people listened to music with cassettes and Walkmans. Also, in the UK, Bohemian Rhapsody by the band Queen was the biggest hit in 1975. Elton John, the Bee Gees, Led Zeppelin and Queen were really famous back then.
During the 80s, there were a lot of music genres like soul, punk, reggae, R&B, etc. But two types were much more present than the others. Firstly, we can talk about rock. This is a genre which its apogee at this time, although it's existed since the 50s. Several branches appeared like post-punk, metal, punk rock, grindcore, indie rock, gothic rock, and so many others. With that, many bands and artists became famous and have kept their reputation until today. We can quote The Police, a post-punk band, Guns N' Roses, which is renowned for its metal music, and of course Nirvana with its punk rock music. But they are not the only ones. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Metallica, and others have definitively left their mark on the history of music. Secondly, there's also the development of pop music, which step by step became more influent. This large genre is divided into several parts, as disco pop, synth pop, electro pop, pop rock, etc. In the 80s, pop music became mainly electronic, and the new wave music appeared. Some artists are still legends, like Madonna with her pop rock music, A-A, which is famous for its synth pop music, and obviously Michael Jackson and his electro pop music. During the 90s, pop music was a not-to-be-missed genre, and more specifically dance music and hip-hop, even if genres like indie pop or Britpop were also famous. Indeed, dance pop became more loved than rock, unlike the 80s, with artists like Beyoncé, the Spice Girls, or Mariah Carey. For hip-hop, it's led by bands, mainly American, as Outkast and Black Moon. In addition to this pop music, other genres like rock, metal, and the beginning of rap were also listened to, in spite of the domination of pop.
The 2000s were kind of an extension of the 90s. It had genres like emo, rock, pop, hip-hop, and country music. Country music was popularized by singers like Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood, and it's still a very big genre in the U.S. today. Hip-hop was also a genre on the rise, with classics like Miss Jackson, Hey Ya, and Drop It Like It's Hot, and they're all very known songs.
From 2010 to 2020, the most famous stars in the music industry were pop, hip-hop, indie-pop, indie-rock, and K-pop. In 2010, people listened to music on CDs, but now it's more and more on streaming music platforms. During those 10 years, a lot of artists became really famous, like Rihanna, Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, Doja Cat, and The Weeknd. There was also a few bands who became famous, like One Direction, Maroon 5 and The Vamps. In 2017, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran was the biggest hit in the UK.
Thank you so much. We learned a lot. To go further in the music subject, we have the chance to host Justine, Niall and Sarah. We are going to talk about the influence of the 18th music in her generation.
I was listening to a remake entitled Fast Car, remade by Luke Combs in 2023, but the song was first performed and read by Tracy Chapman in 1988.
Oh, it made me think about this one song which was released in 2005, and I remember this film in 1984, The Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, but the thing is that today's artists are like super inspired by 80s actually.
In everything, by the way, music, outfit, decoration, etc.
That's true.
Yeah, some people think they were born in the wrong era. For them, 2023 is worse than the 80s.
Right, but you know, something's changed about music and everything, by the way. Like, before, music's lyrics was about love, poetry and other. But now, music lyrics are often about sexuality, its crude melancholy.
But you know that some artists are doing the same type of music as before, and even people try to reproduce outfit, 80s outfit. That's funny.
And many people are just listening to 18th music instead of listening to today's song trying to reproduce 18th song.
In addition, we can see that in parties, marriage and things like that, when 80s songs are played, like 90% of people are dancing and singing, whereas for today's music, there's only young people who are on the dance floor.
So we can say that people are more interested about 18th music than today's one.
And as you said, 80s songs are more listening to because of the lyrics and feelings which are shared.
I think you talk about the similarities between 18s and today's songs, so I wonder why are they copied?
Oh, I know why. Sometimes it's about 3 points. First, 80s music worked before, so why not now, actually? Then the tunes are really entertaining.
Or sometimes it's just that they don't want to work, and in fact that work was already done so easy.
So perhaps you have an example?
Of course I have. Like Mamacita by Black Eyed Peas, which is a remake from La Isla Bonita by Madonna.
Oh, okay.
In conclusion, we can say that many people are attached to music because of some details that every music have, like disco rock.
Yeah, and today's songs can't reproduce it, so that's why almost everyone prefer listening to old music.
After this really interesting music podcast, we will switch to sport. You are now going to listen to an article concerning the history of tennis and learn more about the rules. Enjoy!
Tennis starts with the jeu de pomme, created by the French in the 14th century. It was very different from tennis today. Previously, tennis was played with players' and they called use later gloves, but today tennis is played with rackets. The name of tennis comes from the English because they couldn't say the word tennis, so they start using the word tennis. Tennis is played alone or in pairs. The points are 15, 30, 40. You need to win these points to have one game. To win one set, you need to have 6 or 7 games, and to win the match, you do win 3 sets if you are a man and 2 if you are a woman. To win a point, you need for your reverse to make a mistake or doesn't touch the ball. There are 4 big tournaments from all over the world. The name are Wimbledon in London, Roland Garros in France, US Open in New York and Open Australia in Melbourne. My favorite player is Carlos Alcaraz. He is 20 years old and he is ranked 2 overall in all. He's impressive for his age. The previous generation was incredible because there were 3 big players in the same time. To finish, tennis is a sport with a big history and big players.
Thank you. It was really interesting. We always talk about men writers, why women and their impact on the world are often forgotten. On this subject, we have Juliana today. She talks about their impact over the centuries and how they help other women to express them.
Over the time, women writers have been very criticized, but their courage enabled a lot of women to express their desire, their commitment and their definition of the place of women in the world. For example, Jane Austen was a writer during the 18th century and the 19th century was known as a pioneer of fiction breaking new ground in subject and style. In her most famous novel, Pride and Prejudice, she shows a turbulent relationship between Elizabeth Bennet, the daughter of a country gentleman, and Darcy, a rich aristocratic landowner. But history had the most significant effect on upper-middle-class individuals' attitude towards education, and Jane Austen encouraged women to use their inner strength to defy social expectations to stay true to themselves. There is also Louisa May Alcott, who was a real feminist woman writing stories which contribute to the women's suffrage movement and which help for the evolution of women's rights. Her most famous series of novels is Little Women, and this novel contributes to help women to discover new ideas about gender equality and to galvanize many women and girls to defy the gender roles of America's society.
Every form of humor is good if it respects the kindness. However, there really are differences between two countries, the USA and England. Today, we have the chance to receive Antoine and Gavroche to explain that.
Sometimes, we associate different kind of humor with different countries, like, for some reason, racist joke to France, or a strange mix between absurd and dark humor in United Kingdom. In United States, people prefer to make fun of each other. Different media use this kind of humor in UK, like TV show, movie, YouTube video, and more particularly, Monty Python and Simon Pegg movie. In USA, there's a lot of comedians, stand-up, and some TV shows.
In USA, one of the pillars of humor is Eddie Murphy. He's a very famous actor, and he played in a lot of comedy and action movies, like Beverly Hills Cop, Shrek, and also Eddie Murphy Raw. We said that there's a lot of TV shows, and there are practical jokers where friends make to prank and make fun for of some people in public places. In UK, the humor is represented by Monty Python comedy, like Monty Python and the Holy Grail. One of the most comedy movie for the world. We also can talk a little bit about Simon Pegg and his popular Cornetto trilogy. We're done with English humor. Thank you so much for listening my stuff.
Goodbye, have a nice day!